Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to session number four, Creating Smart Focused Goals, part two. We really are now in the meat, in the work of all of this. And so if you're struggling a little bit, that's okay. That's where you ought to be. Just do not be deterred during this part of it. It also kind of gets, you know, we're going up the hill and then we're still going up the hill, but then you know, for the rest of the summer, we're going to be at a different level of intensity. Once you come through this, you're going to feel so much better. So today's going to be a shorter message because really you should be right now in the middle of working through these goals. And I just want to give you some direction, some advice, maybe speak to some of the things that you're going through right now when you're trying to do this, because it isn't easy. It isn't easy. So let's start there. And by the way, you might be doing this for the third, fourth, or fifth time. Getting clear now, finally, maybe just a little more clear than mud. I mean, if you're better than clear, if you're more clear than mud, then I think that's a good bar for us to be at. So what's been your biggest challenge as you're trying to work on all this, the creative work? I mean, it's thought work, right? It's visionary work. And this is really typically very hard for people. It's hard to set aside the time to do this because we start to feel all that tension and all that stress. And that's typically what people bump into right here. Number one, it's hard to dream big. It's really, really hard to think about what you want to achieve in these different areas of your life. We're not used to doing that. It's just hard. So one thing I would suggest, just pretend that reality doesn't exist. I'm just going to use the word pretend here. Pretend reality doesn't exist. What would be perfect for you? What would be great? And start working around that instead of all those, well, yeah, but you don't know, but whatever, just go there. I mean, a lot of times you feel also like you don't have enough time for this. And I don't even mean, you know, when am I going to set aside the time to do this? There's ample time to do this. Get up an hour earlier for a while. Get up early on Saturday and get a lot done before anybody even wakes up or, you know, by noon. And you can get away with that every once in a while with your family. And some of you are thinking, well, I don't have enough time left to live to do these things. It's late. I started late. Well, most of us do. I mean, most of us, you know, don't start back when we should have, when we were, you know, in school and just getting the habits and doing all of this then. Very few of us do. But it's never too late. You're never too old to change course. It's just not true. Do you have enough time? Can you make some time? That's the main thing. Now, some of you might also be thinking, you know, I don't have the right staff. I don't have the right partner. I don't have support from our stupid government or the agencies or the payers or the APMA and on and on and on and on. And anytime that you want to say that, what you end up doing is taking the power out of your hands and you put it into somebody else's hand. Always, always be responsible for absolutely everything that happens in your life, and you will not be powerless. You might even be thinking, I don't have the right spouse, or my kids are hopeless, or whatever things are. And let me just tell you this story that I watched this movie years ago. It was called Je t'aime Paris, I love Paris. And it was all in French. And it was, you know, it was kind of, you know, it could be artsy in French, which can be really, you know, I'm not educated enough or cultured enough to really pick up on all of it. But one of them, this was a whole movie that was a bunch of 4-minute movies made by different French directors and what have you. And some of them were really weird. Some of them were great, but one of them was just absolutely wonderful. And remember, this is a 4-minute movie, okay? So it starts out where a man's sitting in a cafe in Paris, and we know that he's waiting for his wife to join him. We also know, short movie, that he's going to be telling her that he's leaving her for his mistress in this meeting. She walks in, there she is. She comes and sits down and he says, hey, thanks for having lunch with me. And she said, great. He says, there's something I want to talk to you about. She said, sure. She said, but I do too. Can I go first? And he said, yeah, go ahead. And he said, what's up? And she said, I just came from the doctor. I have an incurable form of leukemia and I'm going to be dead in 6 months. What do you want to talk about? And he's like, nothing. At all. And then he texts his mistress and says, you know, we're done. And he decides that what he's going to do is devote his the next 6 months to taking care of his wife in this crisis that she's going through. And he does that. And again, 4-minute movie, right? We see this really quickly. And then all of a sudden, he starts to remember, you know, who the girl was that he fell in love with, and how, you know, she would do this thing with her hair, she'd laugh a certain way, and he in that 6 month time, he fell helplessly, hopelessly back in love with the same person. And then, you know, she passed away, and he, you know, carried her in his heart for the rest of his life. So I just want to say, it's never about that, is it? It's always about how do you see the things that you have. Now, sometimes we have employees that need to move on to somewhere else where they'll be more helpful. But I think there's always a way for you to realize that. I mean, there's another saying, Bear Bryant, the coach of Alabama, they used to say about the bear, he could beat you with his guys, he could beat you with your guys. It doesn't really matter who's on your team. The same people are, you're going to hire the same people back. It's all about how you work with them. It's not about anyone or anything in your life. It's about how you see it. And how blessed you feel and how grateful are you for what you do have. So I try to live every day in what I call a state of peace of mind. Every single day I wake up, I smile, and I talk to my subconscious mind all day long. I set it up at night for a good night's sleep. Your subconscious mind is an incredible ally for you. And I just decide every morning, today I'm going to have the best day ever. That's my number one goal. Everything else I'm dealing with, getting done, struggling with, is second to my having a really wonderful day today, no matter what. And that can be tested from time to time. I get it right about 90% of the time, or maybe a little bit more than that. But you know, gratitude is so incredibly important. So you might consider doing a gratefulness journal every day, or as Dr. David Wyman says in my podcast, Prosperity and Something Greater, you know, for 5 minutes every morning, just go over what you're grateful for and who you're grateful for and how you would want to see your day moving forward today. So it's a successful day. And then just reprogram your mind, you know, reprogram your spirit. Joy is all around you. Listen, if you're still watching the political opinion news on television or on the radio, just please try this. Go on a media fast for 10 days. That's all, 10 days. And if somebody tries to get in, if you go to a restaurant and there it is, you know, ask them to turn it off or get another table or look another direction, but do not consume it for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, tell me if you don't feel like you've been cleansed, like your soul has just been cleansed. I stopped it 7 or 8 years ago. And I will tell you something, the land of Rem is a very nice place. And I will not allow any of those political performers. They're just making money. And the more upset they can make you, the more money they can make because they get more eyeballs. The more outrageous they are, the more money they can make because they get more eyeballs. So please, let's just all ignore them and maybe they'll go away. So go back now to the goals you've been working on so far. And you're probably struggling if you're like most folks, or it might be coalescing. But remember, you know, your personal goals aren't that really that hard to figure out. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about love. It's about spiritual things. Your business goals, that's more of a math and a management list of how, you know, that your top priorities that you want to achieve, time frames, and how you're going to go about it. And your personal financial goals should reflect really achieving, you know, a state that you, where you're free of debt and you have abundance. And if you don't know how to do that, get Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover as a start. It is absolutely fabulous. Your health goals and your fun goals, you know, just spend some time with that. I mean, everybody should be thinking about enjoying their life and participating in the abundance all around us. And, you know, no one's ever said to me, Ram, boy, I really do regret thinking about my fun goals. It just never happened. So take this very seriously, but don't be serious about it. Enjoy this and you know, do it in pencil because it's going to change. You know, just for fun, again, recently, I started reviewing my 2007 goals, what I wrote down when I started Top Practices. And that was fun. It was interesting because what I was planning then is just so limited based on what's going on now and what's happening. You know, there's joy around you everywhere. It's yours for the taking. All right. Roll your sleeves up, get back to work, and let's complete this exercise in the next 2 weeks, because we've got more we're going to head to. So have a great summer. Keep going, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.